This is a story that's all too familiar in America these days. A family split by immigration. A grandmother and a grandson separated by immigration law. But this time, it's the government of India. Writer and journalist Atish Taseer lives in New York. His 90-year-old grandmother who raised him lives in India. And he's worried he's never going to see her again.
Atish Taseer's grandmother, and I'm 90 years old, and I am a follower of Mr. Modi, and I have brought Atish up as an Indian, which he is, and I would like him, I miss him very much. And I would like him to come home.
Atish Taseer is a British citizen by birth, but he's also an overseas citizen of India. That has been cancelled by the government of India, which says he never told them his biological father was a Pakistani. But it's also true that this only bothered the government after he wrote a profile of the Indian Prime Minister for Time magazine, which headlined it, India's Divider in Chief. Coincidence? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. So here's the background. Atish's mother, Tavleen Singh, is a well-known Indian journalist. She had a relationship with Pakistani politician Salman Taseer while they were both in London. Atish got British citizenship. His parents were never married. His mother returned to India as a single mother, raised him in Delhi, and he had no relationship with the father, who became a well-known politician in Pakistan who was subsequently assassinated. Atish even wrote a book recounting this story. India does not have dual citizenship, but people of Indian origin can get an OCI card, an overseas citizen of India, which is close enough. But you can't get an OCI card if one of your parents or grandparents is Pakistani. The government says Atish concealed this fact when he applied for one. Atish tells the news channel NDTV that his family history has been hiding in plain sight.
My first book documented my relationship with my father. I've written, if this was the behavior of concealment, I was obviously going about it in a very silly way because I was so public about it.
PEN America has come out with a letter in his support, signed by many writers from Margaret Atwood to Salman Rushdie to Christiane Amanpour. They think this is a vindictive act by someone upset with a voice of dissent, especially in a foreign magazine like Time. As soon as that article came out, he was attacked by trolls and even by a ruling party spokesperson as a Pakistani. Atish tells the news channel Times Now, the trolling is par for the course.
You have to sort of have a thick hide if you're going to be in the public sphere. That's absolutely fine. But I said, what I don't like is that Sambit Patra is advancing a lie that I'm a Pakistani. And that lie was being forwarded or being repeated by the Prime Minister. And I was like, this is something that could be very dangerous to me.
The irony is, in 2014, when Mr. Modi first won the election and became Prime Minister of India, Atish was someone who welcomed that change. He felt the old order was corrupt and needed to go, he told me.
Well, you know, I had for a long time felt the malaise of that order that I'd grown up in. I felt that it couldn't last. I felt it was cruel and unjust and exploitative, and it had to go.
But even before this stripping of overseas citizenship, he was having second thoughts about that new order.
And yes, I'm definitely full of bias remorse. I didn't think it would get so bad so quickly.
He felt the Prime Minister could have ushered in huge social changes.
What I hadn't anticipated is that it would be such a small enterprise right from the beginning, and that he would fall back on the politics of revenge so quickly.
He probably didn't imagine he too would get caught in the crosshairs of the politics of revenge. A more magnanimous government would have understood the rather unique star-crossed story that is his bloodline. But Atish is not holding his breath.
They're trying to make an example of me. They're trying to go after me. So it doesn't suit their purposes at all to extend a kind of generosity.
He just wishes he could see his grandmother again. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.